The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning, warning.
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger, danger.
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters.
Well, yes, we are entering the danger zone, but today we're not shooting something down. Instead, we're building it up because at New Constructs, well, they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. But we are taking a look, as we have been for the last few weeks, at attractive stocks. And we'll do that basically through this month before we get back to the dangerous ones. Now, what this allows you to do is not just get the name of something that David thinks is going to have a breakout point here. It also is designed to show you how the research works. At New Constructs, it's really important that you understand that research because they dig in at the footnotes level and work their way up. And you are looking, if you're the ordinary investor, and you're most investors, you're looking at situations from the top down. And when you don't factor in what's in the footnotes, well, it's possible to take a look at something that looks good that, well, in David's opinion, no.
Is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
Yeah, that is definitely possible. And then the flip side is things where everybody else, they're looking at it thinking it's dangerous, and David is looking at it thinking,
you are so good looking.
If you want to learn more about how it works, go to newconstructs.com. They're on Twitter at newconstructs. David Trainer, welcome back to Money Life.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the attractive zone this week?
Hasbro.
Hello, sexy.
What is it that makes Hasbro, ticker symbol HAS, look so sexy to you right now?
We love stocks that are very strong at value creation, and we love it when their executives are paid based on return on invested capital, and we love it when they're inexpensive. It's hard to beat the combination of positive attributes that we're seeing for Hasbro. Super strong cash flow, growing consistently, the other three things I mentioned, and then finally what we think is a very strong pipeline of additional product and future profit growth.
Well, you're talking about Hasbro, which like has a bunch of the movie franchises. It's not just that they own things like Nerf and what have you. It's that they've got a bunch of the movie franchises, Star Wars and the Marvel movies and the Disney princess movies and things like that. So there would seem to be a long runway. The question would be, why hasn't Wall Street recognized this? Because if I understand the way your models work, well, Wall Street hasn't recognized this anywhere close to what you think it should, right?
It has. I mean, the stock's up over 100%, while the S&P's up only 20 since we first featured Hasbro back in January 2015. So we've done well, and it has outperformed the market even year to date. But we think there's still plenty of upside left in this stock, and that's why we're featuring it again today. So, you know, really what we're seeing here is that we were early on it, and we're coming back to revisit and say, listen, profits have been very, very strong as we suggested. Expectations aren't as low as when we first featured Hasbro, but they're still relatively low compared to what we think the company's going to do in the future. And a lot of it has to do with that pipeline, Chuck. I mean, some of these great franchises, Guardians of the Galaxy, Transformers, Spider-Man, the Star Wars, I mean, there's something like 35 different potential storylines for some of these franchises individually that they're thinking about running. And Star Wars was, I think, the top toy property in the world based on dollar sales in 2016. And we know there's a bunch of different potential storylines there as well. This has been an extremely successful investment for Disney when they bought the property from George Lucas a few years ago for $3 billion. We thought that was too much. All Disney's done is crush it. And in some ways, Hasbro is kind of riding the coattails of that really unrivaled ability to monetize content that Disney provides.
How out of whack are these valuations? As you point out, the stock, it's up more than 100% since it first made your most attractive list. That was a couple of years ago. It is over $105 a share at this point. But how out of whack is that valuation?
We think there's a lot of expensive stocks in the market, so it's hard to find good stocks. We think there's one of the best plays out there, pun intended. All we're saying is that, listen, if they can grow at 5% compounded annually for a decade, half the rate that they've done over the past decade, the stock's worth almost $135 or nearly 30% upside.
Wow. Obviously, you think it can do even better. What is your upper limit on how good this could get?
As you know, I don't like to kind of provide a specific target price, but look, if they continue to succeed in the way they're succeeding, it's easily $150, $200 stock. If they continue to dominate market share the way they are.
Catalyst here is just going to be a positive earnings surprise. If it hasn't gotten there yet with all the good news, what's going to be required?
I think, as you know, as more of these new movies roll out, you know, you got Transformers in a few weeks here, Spider-Man, and a few others, more Star Wars movies. And look, it's hard to tell exactly when the market's going to really pick up on what we're seeing with Hasbro, but it's truly undervalued relative to its peers with respect to return on invested capital. We've got the regression analysis to show that in our report. No, when it's going to happen, but we think it's going to continue to exceed expectations, and investors are going to recognize that at a market with very few good long ideas, this is one of the ones they should be paying the most attention to.
And, of course, it's paying you about a 2% dividend while you wait, which is never a bad thing. It's Hasbro, ticker symbol HAS. It is our, well, it's not danger zone. It's our attractive zone pick this week. And it is the stock that David Trainer is saying.
You are so good looking.
Yeah, that's what he's saying about Hasbro HAS. David, thanks as always for joining us.
My pleasure, Chuck. Thank you.
To get more information on the Danger Zone, what they picked, or how New Constructs evaluate securities, go to newconstructs.com. Don't forget to evaluate. Don't forget to follow them on Twitter. Woo! Don't forget to follow them on Twitter. They are at New Constructs. We're heading for home on the Monday, June the 5th edition of Money Life. We're turning around the bend, and we've got something more scheduled for you. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. This is Money Life.